We rolling?
Yeah, yeah, but as soon as you go.
Well, fucking hell. Ladies and gentlemen, Ross goes back!
Yeah! I come back from the train. It was a long ass train journey.
It's fucking 4 week train journey.
Yeah, but I'm back.
Where'd you go?
Hereford. You said bare times.
What'd you do?
I went to see my lady friend.
So where she lives?
Yeah, ma'am. For now.
That's where Billy's from, isn't it?
Who's Billy?
Billy Wiz.
Is it? He's from Hereford, is he?
Or somewhere near there, Worcester way, like, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Some memories. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was sick.
How long was you there for? 4 weeks.
4 weeks, yeah. Yeah, 4 weeks. No, I was there for like 3-4 days.
Have I seen you since Christmas?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah. How was your Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas was sick. Literally, I was sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on Boxing Day. So from Boxing Day till last Tuesday, I haven't touched any alcohol or nothing. Like, I was like, New Year's Eve, nothing, just nothing. I was just like, I'm not on it. Like, I drank far too much. Christmas party. It was like DJing one night, then Christmas party the next night. 2 days, went and seen Seoul, and we had a little party till like 6 in the morning. Then it was Christmas Eve. Then it was Christmas Day, and then Boxing Day, I was fucked.
I had 2 cans of cider at my nan's house on Boxing Day, and that is all I've drank since we done the podcast episode with Mikey.
When we drank some red.
That was it. Yeah, that's all I drank.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was like, saying every day, I was like, I think I might go teetotal. Mm. And I was like, what's the point? don't drink anyway.
That's what I mean. Because I was like,
why put another label on myself of saying I can't have something? It's like, well, I haven't got a problem anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like I go out and just fucking smash it. It's like, now I'll go out and like, so, no, I don't think I need to fucking give something up.
You don't need to put labels. It's like when people are like, oh, what are you doing dry January? I was like, no, I'm just not drinking right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I went to Dead Man's Fingers Distillery in Bristol and made my own rum.
Yeah.
I was like, all the way up to the day, I was like, no, I'm not drinking. And got there and there's all this like, all this mad different rums on that. And I'm like, yeah, let me try this.
And in Rome, innit?
Yeah, man.
Fucking.
Definitely in Rome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Because I seen a thing that Russell Brand said the other day. It was like a real. And he was doing it for the people in Dry January or whether he's doing it, but he was doing his like alcoholics fucking or something.
Right.
He says, if you're doing it, like, you don't need to be thinking, I'm not going to do it. He goes, you just need to do it today. You just need to say, yeah, I'm today. Not drinking yeah. today.
Or even, I'm not doing it now. In this hour.
Yeah.
And then it goes into 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because that's is his name Alan? I think his name's Alan Watts, the guy that How to Quit
not
Smoking.
Not the Alan Watts.
Nah. I think it's another guy called Alan Watts.
Yeah.
And it's like How to Quit Smoking. And it was like one of the first things he says in that is he like brainwashes you into realising that you're not quitting anything. And he's like,
I just don't want that now.
Yeah. You go, right, I'm not going to smoke for an hour.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm not going to smoke for the rest of the day. And then it's like, I'm not going to smoke for today or next week or so on and so forth. It's good practice, I guess.
I guess maybe it's probably from one of them fucking AA.
Yeah.
Or 12-step fucking programs, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, 3 good things that happened to you today.
Today, what did I do? Let me fucking try and remember what I did today. And I woke up late. Oh no, I was in bed this morning. It's like, I've been on nights this week. And fuck, it's the first time in 3 years I've worked night shifts. I'm fucking, so like, my routine's been fucked. But I was in bed this morning and the kids come and got in bed. And I read, there's these books called Albie. It's about this little kid called Albie and he's got like this crazy imagination. And I've read like all 9 books of them to Cecily, and fucking half a book of one of Carvel's in bed. So that was quite nice. Just to lie in bed and just.
Coach.
Yeah. After having a full night's sleep, because that was the first full night's sleep I've had this week as well. So what did we do then? Then I. What did I do?
You went to Sainsbury's.
I went to Sainsbury's, yeah.
How was that?
That was stressful.
It sounded stressful.
Well, we went to my cousin's little kid's fucking birthday party.
Right.
And do you know what I don't get about kids' birthday parties, right?
Go on.
They give you the fucking sweets at the end. Give them to them at the fucking
the
beginning.
Start. Yeah, yeah.
Let them go out over there. Like, you let them run all this fucking energy, and then you're like, here you go.
Have some sweets. Have a man booster. At home.
You know, it's like, it's fucking, of course, we left the party, they had the sweets.
Mm.
But the worst thing was, we actually did the food shop online last night to do the collect.
Right.
And I got a voucher from my work. Like, I didn't realise we've got like a £25 bonus, but they give you it in this thing, and you can go into this website and you can choose the gift, like you can choose the things you want for the value you've got in your account. Right, okay. I didn't realise, and I had like £75 in there. I was like, sound. Like, do you know what I mean? I was like, what can I get? I was like, what? They do Sainsbury's gift cards.
Mm.
I was like, that's like fucking, like, that can do a food shop.
Yeah.
So I thought, fuck it, sound. So I went on the fucking app, but they wouldn't accept the gift cards. We'd done the whole thing on there last night, and I was like, oh, fuck, we'll have to go in the shop to use it. So you had to go in. But yeah, so yeah, that wasn't that fun. But I got to go shopping. So the gratitude in it, I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to walk into a store, which is so convenient, to have a wide array of fucking everything in my grasp without having to go out of a fucking spear or fucking forage for it.
That's
like,
true.
It's there for me.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm trying to remember, is not saying I've got to do something.
Yeah.
Get to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get to go shopping. I get to fucking. So yeah, it was a good thing, even though it was
stressful a little bit.
Yeah, it's testing me, isn't it? Mm. Life. Hopefully, I grow from it.
Hopefully.
And then what happened? Oh, and then I practiced piano. I basically fucking mastered Alleluia now.
Is it
fucking start to finish?
Alleluia. Mm. Yeah, I need to get.
I love the bit. I love is the bit where you where you go up like that, like now, because we have like fucking. So my goal this year is like last year was like kind of like just fucking skills. This year, like, I want like 10 songs that are gonna be in my fucking like repertoire. I want there to be 10 songs that I can sit at a piano anywhere without the sheet and just fucking go.
Yeah, yeah.
And just play.
Yeah.
So. Each month I'm going to do one song and learn a song each month, and then at the month after I keep these ones in a folder and just go back and keep revising ones I've done, but just have 10 songs that I like that I can just play.
Get on Pac Bell's Canon. That's fucking rude.
What was I going to do next? So I've Alleluia is my first one. Next one I was going to do, what Beethoven one is it?
For Elise.
Fur Elise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fur Elise is going to do February.
Yeah, Fur Elise is. I can still play Fur Elise from memory.
Mm.
I can't play Pac Bell's Canon anymore, which is annoying because that's probably my favourite. But do you know what? The other day I got into the car.
He wrote half the majority of his songs half deaf or fully deaf.
Mozart?
No, Beethoven.
Beethoven, yeah, yeah.
Like.
Vibrations, isn't it?
That is fucking like.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Because as well, if you think about it, at the time, it wasn't just piano, was it?
He's writing like fucking...
So he's writing different scores for different instruments without really knowing what it's going to sound like. Because obviously he doesn't have those people all around him at the same time. Yeah. Mm.
That's he's imagining that and he's hearing that in his head and he's putting that on paper. That's a talent. Because when I sit down to make a beat...
I don't know.
Like, I know some people do, and I think it's a very good skill to be able to sit there and say, right, I'm going to make something, and it's going to be like this, and I want this. I kind of sit there and kind of just fumble my way through it and make whatever I end up making. It's like, oh, that's cool. Or like, like, I mean, it depends. Like, it could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm not someone who can say, this is in my head and I'm going to put this out.
I just
sit there and write. Same with writing lyrics.
Yeah.
My preferred method of writing isn't to write to a concept. My preferred method of writing is to just go. But if I'm given a concept, I can't do it.
But that's
not my preferred
way. See, I'm the other way. I like, if you come to me and go, put a verse on this, I'm like, yeah, sick.
Yeah.
If you go, here's a beat, put a verse on this, I'm like, do you know what I mean? Interesting.
But yeah, is that three? That's three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on then. What about you?
Mate, I've been having lions, bruv.
Yeah.
So, like, yesterday and today. So today I woke up at 3. But then, to be fair, but I got home at, like, 6:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by the time I went to bed, it was, like, 7. So that was good. I had a nice lion. What else was good? Oh, I had a nice breakfast. I had, like... I've got this new way. I've stopped using oil. Like,
like, what you were saying.
Yeah. So I've got this new way of like frying tomatoes where I use like water, balsamic vinegar and herbs. Mm. And mate, it tastes so good, like real sweet, like, do you know what I mean?
Because you can always, like, if you get like a really nice olive oil, a good quality one, not some fucking refined shite, you can always pour it on at the end with anything.
Yeah.
Cold press, just have it drizzled on afterwards. Yeah. It's the heating of the oil, which is the fucking really bad part. Okay. Or then again, depends on the oil, because if you're just having like fucking hydrogenated fucking vegetable oil, it's fucking bad no matter how you fucking have it.
Yeah.
But the heat in the oil. If you are going to get an oil to heat, avocado oil.
Yeah. Because it isn't that the highest.
Super, yeah, it's got a really high burning point. Yeah.
And coconut oil is quite
coconut
high.
Coconut oil,
as well,
yeah. Trouble coconut oil, though. A lot of them add a fucking twang or it adds flavour.
I like that flavour.
But then if you're making something where you'd like, I don't really want coconut on that.
Yeah.
Do you mean avocado. It works on some things, but then on other things, it's like, well, yeah. Do you mean where avocado oil couldn't. I don't know, say you're making roast potatoes.
Yeah,
you're like, I don't really want coconut on my fucking roast potatoes. Like, I want a more traditional British roast type thing. Yeah.
Thanks. Third thing. It's like you say, man's going to go on a gratitude thing. So, I ordered some waterproof gloves and a waterproof hat from Millets 2 weeks ago. Because I'm going to Lake District for my birthday, start of February. So I ordered it. And it was meant to come out 2 days later. I get a notification from Hermes saying that they're going to deliver it Monday, start of the week. I'm like, cool. Couldn't find my property. I was like, all right. Well, given the benefit of the doubt, it's not on Google Maps and it's a new build. So I download, I contact them. You cannot contact Hermes. You cannot speak to any human being.
A lot of
being.
Companies are going like that. It's really annoying.
So it's like, contact us. I'm like, cool. Start speaking to some bot online. Mm. It's only giving you two options. It's like, do you have a tracking number? Yeah, put the tracking number in. And then it's like, what's the problem? It's like, it hasn't been delivered. Oh, they're going to deliver it the next day. And then you're like, well, I want to like confirm that they know where to deliver it now. Do you have a tracking number?
Do you have Twitter?
No.
Make a Twitter and go on there and slag them off openly in public on Twitter.
Well, I might use this video.
Yeah.
Use a clip of this.
Use a clip of this.
Tag them on.
Basically, like, say, look, where's my parcel?
Yeah. But, well, we're going to get to it now because I know where it is. So, I decided, do you know what? I'm going to put exact coordinates of my house onto the Hermes app and I'm going to give detailed written instructions of where my house is. So I did that. They were like, thank you, blah, 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 blah. We'll pass this on to the courier. The next day, failed to deliver. The next day after that, the courier still can't find your address. So I was like, fuck this, phone Millets. Phone Millets. Oops, I wasn't going to say who I was dealing with, but whatever. So I phone Millets. Millets are like, yeah, we're going to phone them. We're going to sort it out and make sure that the next time it goes out for delivery, they call you. I'm like, all right, cool, no worries, bet. Goes out for delivery, can't find the address again. No phone call, nothing. I'm like, do you know what, fuck this. I'll divert it to a locker. So I diverted it to a locker. I get a message saying it's been delivered to the locker. I'm like, sweet, go to pick it up yesterday. They're asking for a PIN number or a QR code. Hermes haven't sent me a PIN number or a QR code. I'm like, for fuck. I'm like, how can a company, this primary service, right?
She just went into Millets.
I know. As delivery, that their service is a courier service.
Yeah.
How can they not do the service that they're providing, right? So I'm like, how do I get to the bottom of this? Because I can't speak to a human being from Hermes. And when I speak to a bot, they're just asking me for a tracking number and they're going, oh, yes, it's in the delivery box. So I'm like, all right, fuck, I'll phone Millets. No, I phone the locker company, yeah? So I find a number for the locker company, phone the woman this morning. She's like, oh, yeah, it says it's been delivered to the locker. If you give me your email, phone number, address, I can give you the PIN to get into the locker. I'm like, sweet. Give her all the ting. She's like, well, this is weird. I'm like, what? She's like, well, it says your end that it's been delivered to the locker, but on my end, there's a photo of the package in a recycling bin outside a property. She's like, have you looked outside? So I go to my window, I look out, I see the package. I'm like, yeah, it's not there. She's like, oh, okay. Let me raise an issue with Hermes and we'll get back to you. I'm like, cool. So I phone Millets. I explain the situation to Millets. I'm not going to go into detail of what I said. I literally just said what I said to Millets, yeah? Do you know what the guy said to me from Millets? He said, yeah, they're saying that they've delivered it and there's a photo, I can see a photo of it in a recycling bin. He was like, when you went to the lockers to collect the parcel, did you look around outside the lockers for it? I went, what? He went, well, did you look in any of the bins around outside the lockers? I went, why the fuck would I look in a bin?
What the fuck?
I thought this guy's taking the piss. I went, is that a genuine question? And he went, oh, yeah, sorry, I didn't think about that. I went, no, don't be a robot. And he went, listen, I'm going to give you a refund now. I went, thank you.
Have you not got it then?
Hmm?
You didn't get it then?
Yeah, it's in my car.
You got it?
Yeah.
It was in the box?
Yeah. Fuck Hermes, man.
Yeah. Especially in this day and age, I mean, it's like fucking, you should be like fucking, I don't know. Unless they're getting pressure like fucking Amazon workers. Like, deliver this many or you're going to fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, no piss breaks and fucking, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway.
It ain't, maybe it's not the courier, but it's just the service that Hermes provide. It's like, surely when you say that it's been delivered, how can you get a recycling bin mixed up with a lockable box? It's mad.
Yeah.
But I got a refund. So that's the third thing that I'm grateful for.
Same. And yeah. The product.
And product.
Sweet.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Tried waterproof socks.
Mate, I was looking at them, but I got a bit bougie the other day and went and just bought some Salomons. So I don't really need waterproof socks anymore.
Ain't waterproof socks like a bit sweaty?
No, I don't think so.
They're breathable.
Like, they're not breathable.
Right.
But your feet don't feel
sway.
Really sweaty. No, it's okay. Like, it's weird. You hold it up and it holds like the classic shock, like sock shape.
Yeah.
But they are incredible. You still feel the cold, but when you're walking, like I got some. I just went and stood out in a puddle.
In the socks.
Just the socks.
Mad.
Incredible. Nothing like, not wet feet.
When you said if you got waterproof socks, in my head, all I thought of was like fucking putting your feet in a couple of Johnnies.
Condom for foot. Yeah, jokes. That'd be great, wank socks.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. I can just keep using these over and over.
You turn them inside out and that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Drying's weird though, because you do have to turn, because obviously they're waterproof, so when you dry them.
Well, after you use them as wank socks?
You have to use them as wank socks.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, how was your birthday and shit and Christmas?
Christmas was good. What did I do? Christmas Day was quiet. Mm. Boxing Day was pretty full on.
You stayed home Christmas Day?
Yeah. My mum was doing around. So we seen her Boxing Day. I put my nans with fucking God knows how many others.
Yeah.
There's probably like 40 of us, 50 of us.
Yeah, rude.
So yeah, that was sick. Well, so I had a week off after.
Mm.
My birthday, I didn't do fuck all. What did I do? Cecily made me some cakes.
Yeah.
That was about it. Yeah. Really? I fucking was toying with it. My mum had the kids the night before.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, should we go and watch Matrix? And
shit,
innit? And then Shani was like, wow, Dane put a thing up.
Yeah.
Fucking, and I spoke to him the other day.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh.
If he says something like that, I'm like, fuck it.
I was like, it really put me off. And I know I shouldn't let someone else's opinion of something ruin it. Something, but it fucking ruined it for me.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I didn't. And then when I spoke to him, he's like, mate, he's like, fucking, it's the biggest load of trash I've ever seen. He's
really
like,
boring.
His words were, I'm going to pretend that never happened and it wasn't existed and it's never been made. Yeah. And if anyone says about it, it's like, don't know what you're talking about. That's not real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He said it's offended him that much. So yeah, I didn't. What did we do? Oh, what did we watch? We watched Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah, you were just telling me.
Yeah.
I need to watch it, bruv.
It's good.
Yeah.
But
Get over here.
I don't know if it's good,
It's nostalgia.
Because of nostalgia, I don't know whether it's good.
Nah, because it looked that I think the thing is with it as well, right? Is that because did you ever watch the cartoon? No. The cartoon film? That was hard, right? And obviously I was a massive fan of Mortal Kombat growing up. All every single one I had. When that film came out, the original, it was shit. But because it was Mortal Kombat, I liked it.
Yeah.
But if I watch, I think I watched it a few years back and was like, this is shit. But then when I seen the trailer for the remake, I was like, this looks hard.
Yeah.
It just looks dark and like hard.
Yeah, it's gory, man.
Yeah, rude.
It's fucking, it's like Street Fighter. Oh, no, that film was fucking like cheese on toast, man.
The one with Kylie Minogue. Yeah. Yeah. And Jean-Claude Van Damme, wasn't
That's it?
Yeah, that was shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to watch that. I've watched some sick films actually recently.
I don't think I. Do you know what? I haven't watched fuck all.
Mate.
Oh, I started. I watched the new Dexter.
What?
The new Dexter.
What? As in fucking the killer.
Yeah.
Is that a new one? Yeah. What him? What is a new season? Oh shit! Is it shit?
It ends badly.
Why did
it's
they do?
All right. It's like, oh, okay. And then, like, the way they just fucking, there's, I don't know if you want me to fucking, spoiler alert, I don't know if you want me to fucking just tell you what happens, or if you want to watch it.
I'll
like,
forget, anyway.
Spoiler alert, he dies at the end.
Right.
His son
but
kills,
Dexter does.
His son kills him.
Right.
He, like, he gets locked up, and he, it's just like, they get on the phone to Batista.
Right.
And he's caught, like, the bird he's with through the
it's
whole
Batista,
thing.
Batista, the cop.
Yeah, in Miami. Yeah, so he's got this new life in fucking Alaska or somewhere like that, and he's like, hi, was it Jim Lindsay, isn't he?
Right,
he's,
okay.
And he's completely different to, like, he's basically, like, created a new identity for himself, and Harrison finds him, and, like, Harrison's got the fucking same urges as what he had and all this shit.
What, the son?
Yeah. Yeah. But I did have issues with the character Harrison. I don't know, you know, and it's like, he was more irritating than what Iron Fist was.
Right, okay.
That kind of vibe, but, yeah. Yeah, like with,
you're on about Danny, yeah, from Iron Fist, the lead character.
Danny Rand. Yeah. Fucking. But like then with it, it's like it was going on in like he's going out with the copper, like the lead copper of the town. It's like a real small town, and like fucking, she gets onto him, like from fucking, and she like works out, and like he's arrested, and she's like she's met Batista earlier on in the season. You're like thinking, oh, this is good. It sets it up, and then she gets on the phone to Batista, right, on like the last episode. It's like, oh, this is gonna be sick. Like Batista's gonna turn up. Mm. There's gonna be like a new season where it's like it's gonna fucking get like, whoa, how's he gonna get out of this type thing?
Yeah.
Like and like, but it didn't. Just manifested to fuck all, and then he just shoots me in the end. I was like, and Batista didn't even come. She gets on the phone to Batista. You see Batista, and it's like, oh shit, he's coming. She's like, yeah, I'll be there first thing in the morning. It's like, oh shit, shit's getting real.
Yeah.
And then he gets killed, and Batista doesn't even show up. It's like, why even put that part in there? Like, that plot is for, like, that's irrelevant. You've taken it nowhere. Why even show his face?
Why even do a last season?
Yeah.
If you're going to do like, that, that's weird.
But yeah, because prior to that, I was a big Dexter fan.
Yeah.
Did you the Rojos project, innit?
Yeah.
So Big Pharma, I want to do music video, Dexter style.
Yeah,
to
rude.
That. And I want to be Dexter, and I'm going to get the fucking...
The garage.
The Pharma guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking kidnap him, jab him in the neck, get the Pharma guy, show him all the fucking pictures and fucking...
Yeah, rude.
Get the kids off the meds. The kids are off the heads. Yeah.
Sick. Yeah, nice. In the floor. I've watched loads of sick films recently. Queen and Slim, sick. It's like Bonnie and Clyde, but with like kind of like the whole like black white thing in America. With, like,
oh, what when they couldn't?
Yeah, he ends up accidentally killing a cop.
What the people on the run are black.
Yeah. So basically, they get.
I thought you meant when you said black and white. I thought you meant like Bonnie and Clyde were like one was black, one was white, and it was like
they're both black.
When that was a fucking really terrible thing.
Mm. No, they're both black. It's set modern days, and basically this dude goes on a date with this chick. She's like a lawyer, for criminals, like a criminal lawyer. They start getting on. They're driving back. Police pull him over, gets him out of the car, ends up grabbing him up and that, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, he's like a straight-laced dude, like, do you know what I mean? he ends up shooting the copper, and then they go on a run, and then it's like, obviously the whole of America's after them, like, do you know what I mean? Mm. And they get supported by the black people, and then there's riots and da 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 da. But the end, bruv, the ending, I think I watched it on Boxing Day. Mm. I watched it on Boxing Day when I was hanging and I just got mad emotional, man. It hurt watching it, like, do you know what I mean? So that was good. And then Joey Badass short film on Netflix called Two Distant Strangers. Fucking rude film. One of the best films I've watched this year. 32 minutes long. And it's like a Groundhog Day thing where it just keeps repeating. So he leaves this girl's house, gets killed by a police officer, and then wakes up back up in her bed, and it keeps going, and he's trying to stay alive. Mm. The ending, bruv.
Mate, talking of that, like the going over, do you know what? I found out this thing the other day called egg theory.
Okay.
Have you ever heard egg theory? It fucking blew my mind, and I still can't when I'm conscious of it. Mm. And when I'm on my own, it just fucking keeps playing over and over in my head, right? And like, Jesus, love thy neighbor, fucking all that, consciousness, we are all one, all this shit. It's like, okay, I get it, and I'm fucking, but like, you don't truly feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrapped up in your own individuality, in your own personality, in your own little head.
Mm-hmm.
And egg theory, right?
Yeah.
Fucking blew my mind. It's like, how do I know anyone on this planet is experiencing consciousness the same way that I'm experiencing consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that I am the only person on this planet to be living this consciousness?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At this moment in time.
Yeah.
Simulation theory. So, there is only one person. We are all that person. But each one, right, is you live each life. I'm you in another life.
Yeah.
I'm you in another life. Or we are. And, like, it was explained a lot more eloquently than I was explaining that. I was like, oh, my God. Like, fucking, because at the time I was looking at, like, simulation theory, and I was like, fucking hell. I was like, even if it's not, like, there's lots of holes in it, and, like, even if that's not real.
Yeah.
The way that that then allowed me to perceive you are I am you fucking thing,
yeah.
And love thy neighbor, you are that person in a different life. So genuinely looking at someone and thinking, that's me in another life.
Yeah.
Better be fucking kind to them, because they might fucking need that, because I'll appreciate that when I'm them, or if I have been them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I've played that character. And so say that there is a god or a consciousness, and this fucking god or consciousness is playing each character.
Mm.
One, it's quite fucking scary, because it means it's fucking very lonely.
Yeah.
We've created multiple versions of different fucking people and fucking shit to, like, I don't know. But anyway, that fucking blew my mind, in it. Not in the fact where it's like, that I'm like, oh shit, that's it. That's what could be. Who knows?
It's just like a theory, isn't it?
But yeah, it's just a theory. Yeah. But like, what that did to me to be able to fucking fully embody the thought and belief of love thy neighbor, that person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, really to be able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, I was like, oh my God. Really fucking blew my mind in like.
But that's
like,
good, man.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Like, do because you know what I mean? It's like when people, you know, when people look at the homeless and that, and you're like, oh, like, you know, people look down at them, and it's like you're like three wrong moves away from being homeless.
Yeah.
So it's like what you say, isn't it? It's like, that could be me, so I should be more empathetic towards them, I guess.
Just like that, but then like adding the literal thing of like, that is me. I'm going to be that person. Yeah. I have been that person. Yeah. I fucking better be kind to that person, because when I get round to playing that life or being that character and having that turn,
would do that to me,
then I would, that would have happened, or that will happen. And then it's like, but then you start getting into like the whole thing of like, well, if that's that, does that mean every scenario is played out and it's already played out? Like,
but then do we have
free will and all that? Then you start, oh, fucking hell,
melty brain.
the new one is that what it basically is? See, I don't even need to watch it. It's fucking, it's already there, like, you know what I mean? But yeah, hell. It's like fucking, because the simulation theory is fucking.
When you put that thing up, because I literally don't go on it. I think from February. So when I get back from Lake District, I'm gonna start using Instagram. And TikTok.
I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm going
to
start.
Finally on
it.
There, man. I need to fucking, I'm just learning, like, I'm like.
But we need to start doing timestamps properly from this to use it. Because I want to start doing it.
Jimson Music. At Jimson Music. Follow me.
I think I've already got one. I just haven't activated anything yet.
Well, I'm trying to... What looks like works mostly for musicians on there is basically... For I was watching a video on Burstema and Maddie from Burstema, she was saying, do 15 seconds videos. Okay. Take the same part of the song and just keep doing it in a different place, sat in your car and you just fucking wrap it to the camera. Right. Go somewhere else, do it again, 15 seconds. Just have the same bit over and over and you go...
The same
section of the song, just do it somewhere different. Okay. You don't even need to like a budget. It's like, and she was like basically saying like, and then do like a how-to video here and there.
Right.
I don't know, how you fucking organize your folders or... I got clearance from BMG
okay.
to use Mad World.
Oh, rude.
First song ever that I've...
Got clearance for.
I've even fucking bothered asking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, rude.
And yeah. So yeah, I've got the permission to use it.
That's good.
They keep 100% of publishing.
Mm.
I keep 100% of the master.
That's all right.
Of the song.
That's all right.
It's like, cool. So yeah. I basically just got to give Roland Orzabal, the guy who wrote Mad World, 100% credits for writing the song.
Mm.
And a part of it was like, but he didn't write all the song. Yeah, I wrote my bit. Yeah, and it's like, let it go, man.
Yeah,
let it go. You've got 100% of the fucking master rights. Mm. I own that master. They've just got the publishing. It's like, cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that can go. But anyway, that was a spin-off. So I was thinking one of my ideas for it would be like a how-to.
Yeah.
This is how I fucking found who it was.
Yeah,
fucking on
yeah.
BMG.
Because that's good. That's the sort of shit that people fucking don't know how to do.
Yeah, it's like go on PRS, search the database. You need to find who wrote the song. On there, it's basically fucking who's the publishing company is. Go on the publishing site. Boom, send them that. And they were on it. They were very quick with getting back to me.
Mm.
The longest part, because I chased them up last week. So I sent this off like October.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I hadn't heard back. So I messaged her back and said, any news on it? She goes, still waiting to hear back. She goes, I'll chase them up now and fucking give them a nudge, see what they're saying. Because I think they had to wait for either him.
Mm.
I think they had to ask him because it's his song. And then fucking, yeah, she comes back.
That's mad that they actually directly went to him.
I think they have to because he's on PRS. He's, I mean, it's, even though it's BMG,
yeah,
which is a massive company, I think they... Mm. You still have to, even if you're the publisher...
And you own it.
You still have to get the permission of the writer.
Right, okay.
Even though that you're handling their publishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that art, the person who wrote it could then say, well, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Because it's an interpolation. It's not a fucking straight cover. Straight covers are easy.
Yeah.
If you want to do a cover, you can just go on DistroKid and say fucking release as a cover. You pay fucking $12 a year or something just to have that cover.
Right.
And then, yeah, they sort all the back end shit out and they distribute it for you.
Happy
days. But an interpolation or a sample,
yeah,
it's complicated because it's a derivative work. You're not actually fucking covering the song.
So
you're
like
just taking a piece of that
song. How I actually need to, that's what I need to do this year, especially before we release anything, like me and you. I need to sort out my PRS. I'm fucking lazy, man. I just need to do it and then put out. Like, I might put out a single. I've got a couple of tunes that are literally ready. But, at the moment, I don't know if you'll notice this because you're not obviously really up together with, like, the new urban music necessarily. Mm. But, like, at the moment, you're hearing a lot of melodies from the 90s and early 2000s that were massive tunes.
Yeah.
And then they've just... taken the melody of the hook, yeah, it might not be the same beat, but they've taken, say a Sean Paul tune, or say that Blue Cantrell and Sean Paul tune, that tune, yeah. They take that melody of the hook and just change all of the words over a different beat. Is that subject to
publishing? Yeah,
it is
100%.
Right.
That is what that would come under the same as what I did. That would be classed as a derivative. It's an interpolation,
right?
So
what about?
I'll tell you a prime example of where the artist took it down and then it came back up.
Yeah,
remember that Delilah? She was on one of the Chaser Status albums, singer, and I can't remember the song name, but it was do 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 do. That was the melody that she was doing. So she was doing. I can't remember her version of it, but it was like do 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 do. Ain't nobody, but she didn't do the ain't nobody bit. She was just doing like the melody of the verses.
Yeah.
And she done, the tune was pretty sick, like it's quite about that, but then like it was something that disappeared from everywhere.
Right.
And that was one of them where I think, this is my speculation, by the way, I'd probably look into it before fucking saying it on a podcast, but with that, I was like, well, where's that gone? Mm. I was looking for the song, and I was like, fucking, I was like, oh, it's been taken down from everywhere.
Mm.
And that, I guess, is one of them where that song gets so big that it gets noticed,
yeah.
And then they've gone and go, hang on a minute.
You can't do that.
That's our melody.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
So what about replaying?
That's it.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, so basically, it depends if you use a sample or you use an interpolation. So what I've done with Mad World, I haven't used a sample. Everything's been
replayed
and resung, but it's just it's the same melody. All around me are familiar faces. Yeah. Basically, it's not cover, it's just a derivative work. So basically, I only need the permission of the publisher.
Right, okay.
If you sample a track and you take a sample of the master recording, you need permission from the record label or whoever owns the master and the publisher.
Right.
So you need two licenses to sample something. If you replay something, replaying the melodies of what you said.
Yeah.
Re-singing words, using lyrics, anything that is you've made but is replayed comes under interpolation, derivative work. Sampling is derivative work, but that's like an interpolation.
Yeah.
And then sampling would be direct sampling of the original recording.
Okay.
Direct sampling of the original recording is more expensive than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
I've not had to pay fuck all up front for this. I'm just wait, and they basically give them what they ask for the publishing rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Where if you're going down the sampling route, Scorcher.
Scorcher, yeah.
The Scorcher track, it was $4,000. They wanted $4,000 and 50% of everything that the song's made. I can't remember what the song made to the date. It was something stupid like 30p.
Yeah.
I was like, you can have 15p if you want, but you ain't fucking having $4,000. I mean, because I released that without like doing it properly. And like it got triggered, and then they basically said fucking yeah. They wanted $2,000 for, because at first I was like, fuck me, $2,000 and fucking half. And then I was like, no, they want $4,000. That's $2,000 for that and $2,000 for something else.
That's mad.
I think they wanted $2,000 for the publishing and $2,000 for the master recording.
For a 30p profit.
For a 30p fucking profit. I was like, nah. So I just took it down from everywhere and said no more and just left it as that. I didn't think they haven't chased it. I think it's not fucking in their interest, is it, to fucking chase
it's
it.
It's not worth it. So, COVID's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's disappeared.
No, not till Thursday, though.
Oh,
actually, by the time this podcast goes, well, no, it's going tomorrow.
So
it will be Thursday, isn't it?
Four days and you'll be all right again.
Yeah, it's gone on Thursday.
There was a new variant, though.
Yeah?
There's always going to be a new variant.
Finland, but apparently, a government scientist, not officially, but just by herself, he said, it's coming out, but I won't bother too much.
Well, there was where they were talking, so they found, I think it was France. They found a new variant somewhere in France. I seen Israel talking about flu rona, which is a combination of flu and coronavirus.
We just don't know what it is anymore.
It's like, all right, cool. It's all a bit. The thing is, with the whole situation, I've noticed is like. I just don't know what to think of any of it anymore. It's like the booster thing, right? My mum says, have you had your booster? I'm like, mum, they still haven't said categorically that the booster helps with the new variants. They're still saying in the news that they don't know if it makes a difference. Yeah. So why am I going to get a booster? Until they say, yeah, it does.
Just to help people that aren't vaccinated themselves.
I don't understand it, bruv, because, like, polio, yeah? When polio was big back in the day and everyone got vaccinated, did they get vaccinated and then get told, oh, yeah, this doesn't stop you from getting polio.
Yeah.
It just reduces the risk, or if you do get it, it won't be as bad.
I don't know.
I don't think it did.
The way it was explained to me is most vaccines come in threes anyway.
Yeah, I heard this.
And realistically, the two doses that you originally get, what protects yourself, and the third, like the booster, is to protect others around you and stop you being so contagious.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone say that though. Like anyone in power.
Neither.
I've heard a doctor say that.
Yeah.
And there was the guy that you had, it was Michaela Peterson speaking to one guy on one side that was like mandating vaccines as dangerous. And
did you see Robert Kennedy Jr. on Michaela Peterson the other day? No. Like, I was like, why?
What was he saying?
So he said that, her question was like, why are they pushing out kids so much? So I think they've gone even younger in Canada. I think one of the states in Canada, they're like doing 5 to 11 year olds or something. So they're going like, and she was asking, why are they so adamant on fucking vaccinating kids, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And his response was, well, I was like, wow. He said that once they're out of the emergency measures, they can be held liable once this is over.
Mm.
So he goes, over the last 20 years, the biggest court cases ever have been against
pharmaceuticals.
Like,
yeah.
Do you mean like for their opioid fucking and everything else that they've fucking done? But he said, if it goes to the, if it's been given to children, they no longer are liable to get it to children.
Right.
Then they're no longer liable. So yeah, that's why
they're trying to get rid of all the vaccines.
What if you give it? Yo, safe. Yeah.
That's
if you
mad.
Rang the bell. Yeah, Critics say he's coming down now. All right, safe.
So that's like So what you're trying to say is they're trying to get rid of the doses
so
now.
If it's been verified for children, then a drug that has been verified for children.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical company are no longer liable.
Right.
Cannot be held liable for any side effects because it's gone to children. Like, I was like, what? Like, fucking, like, Chip Gaynor's videos in his face as well. Like, you can see when he tells her, she's like, what? That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, surely you'd be more liable, like, if you're fucking up the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd think so.
But it's,
it's a mad world, mate.
Yeah. the thing I've, like, I don't know, I just fucking... I just look at everything now and I think it's driving me into a corner of like, prove it. Do you know what I mean? It's like fucking, and then even then it's like, what are you proving? It's like fucking, just easily shown how fucking figures and things just fucking are so easily manipulated anyway.
Mm.
And then you look at fucking, it's like, well, who funded the studies? What bias did that person have before? And it's just like fucking, it's like, I don't, just like, what do you believe? Where do you go? It's like, well, they're trying to smear Rogan, aren't they, for having fucking McCullough and
they're going in on Rogan, bruv.
But like, do you see the 200 people that signed the petition?
Yeah, they're not like even vets. Scientists.
They're like people who are
teachers.
Applied for a PhD.
Yeah. People
sign that, mate.
PhD candidates.
Gary down the pub,
mate. It's a madness, bruv.
So, yeah, I just fuck knows. Just that. Use your own fucking.
It's common sense, bruv.
Brain, innit? Fucking, I guess.
So they're getting rid of everything, can't they? From is it 27th of March? Everything's done?
Yeah.
No more COVID passes. Like, that means,
what's the war on next? War on drugs? War on terror?
War on COVID? On fucking travelling, bruv.
War on your mind.
Yeah, mate. We'll mash up. Yeah.
Well, that is where it started.
Yeah.
That Yuval Noah Harari, I was watching him talk the other day,
and
he was saying how humans are now just hackable. We're so hackable.
Yeah.
Like, now more than ever, you're just fucking
100%.
This is what you think. This is what you think. Mm-hmm. Do you mean it's like.
But at the same time, my mum is probably the least open minded person I've ever met. Sorry, mum. But she is, right? She ain't got a clue.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking to her about how to get a cheap holiday, she don't want to know.
Yeah.
But since all this shit's been going on, I speak to her about stuff and she's like, she's picking up on things. And she's like, almost like waking up. And I'm like saying things to her and she's like, yeah, no, you're right. And I'm like, you're still cooking pig dough, aren't you?
But do you not think, though, it's like where it's like this has been one big fucking, it's like a test of like, how far can we push to people before the fucking the people that wouldn't normally be open-minded start to think, hang on, this is too far, and reel it back.
Yeah,
it's like give it more and more, crank it up.
Yeah,
crank it up.
Work from home. Get ready for the metaverse.
Yeah, the other thing with the metaverse.
I've started looking into it now. Probably.
Don't go on Facebook though.
No, fuck
don't do the Facebook metaverse.
Fuck Facebook.
Go to one of like the decentralized fucking metaverses. The worst thing anyone can do out there. I mean, do what you want if you're watching this, like fucking your life. But
don't do it.
I do not want to be in Zuckerberg's metaverse.
Nah, fuck.
It's gonna happen, so I'm gonna fucking be dabbling in some sort of metaverse. Mm-hmm. It's the future, right? It's not good, it's not bad, it just is. That's where it's going.
Yeah.
But I don't wanna be fucking anywhere near his.
No.
Like,
neither do I.
Like,
we fucked up with Facebook. So, like, what do you think he's going
to
do better with
this? We need to go on to one of these decentralized fucking, do you mean, like, not controlled by...
Because the Oculus is Meta, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Cause
is that only compatible with Meta? Or is it compatible with other ones?
Don't know. I'm not that deep into it, man.
I need to look into it properly, man.
But no, because the sandbox, I don't know if you use that for the sandbox one.
Right.
But that's where Snoop is, isn't it? In sandbox. One.
That's, yeah.
Like, I watched some kid, he was messaging fucking some, like, crypto fucking guy the other day. Like, it was, like, a reel. And the guy was, like, his advice to him, he goes, the kid was like, I've just put £50 into Ethereum. He's like, it's not a lot. But he's like, and the guy was like, stop that. He goes, instead of that, he goes, spend 1 hour an evening of your every day learning how to code in Sandbox and another one. And he goes, by the time you're 18, you'll be more rich than your parents. You know how to make skins and fucking, like, buildings and shit. Like, do it now. Get on it now. Start learning how to code in that shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
50 minutes. Cool, let's wrap up.
Yeah. You don't need to do personal meaning of life.
No, man.
Don't spend 4 weeks on a train to Hereford, people.
Don't order. No, you can't not order from Hermes, innit? You have fucking the courier.
Yeah,
the courier.
Fuck Hermes. If you get Hermes, like a notification from Hermes, phone the company, tell them, don't worry about the package. I'll come in the shop.
Yeah.
Literally, it's behind my work. I should have just gone in the fucking shop. Anyway, what episode is that?
Somewhat. 31. Nah, man.
Oh.
Really, I'm 40. You've been away for too long, mate.
Oh, shite.
Been in the train for 4 weeks. Anyway, safe.
Yeah, big up.
Oh, don't forget to like and subscribe.
And all that stuff.
And all that shit. Safe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.